This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Thanks for listening, and just for everyone that does listen, Coy made a mistake last week, but I don't want to highlight it.
Oh, good.
It's the first thing you've mentioned, so like, my apologies, everyone.
You only have to apologise to me, matey. That's part of learning. If you don't make the mistakes, you can't go forward. That's how it is. And
good way to look at it.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank my friend Nick for the lunch he's going to send you to for making that mistake. I applaud you. I applaud you. So it's Saturday mornings with me, Jamie, my wife, Marie.
Good morning, everyone.
And Coy Boy.
Good morning, everyone.
Man, oh, man, I can't believe you're still taking public transport to get places.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's what you got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And working with you reminds me of, you know, that moment when I couldn't get places.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you're dependent on, you know, you want to be here on time. You know there's an ogre in the studio waiting, you know, for you to make a mistake and then announce it. And you've got to catch a train, a bus, from the bus here in the heat. Mm-hmm. Man.
That is a very big trouble. That's not going to stop me from wearing long pants and my jacket, though.
No, I'm with you.
I don't know. You too.
Style is everything. If, yeah. If I die of heat stroke, at least I'll do it looking good.
Yeah. You two are crazy. You're dressed all in black.
Well, for me, style is nothing.
Yeah. Hides the dirt, I think, with you, Jamie, isn't it?
I went to Gasworks once, which is a shopping centre where people hyphenate their name and drive Volvos down the bottom of the valley there. I went in a pair of
boxer shorts. Undies, really. They were undies. I'm saying boxer shorts is...
They look like shorts, but they're underwear.
No, they look like undies.
Boxers.
So
briefs. Briefs.
They weren't boxer shorts.
You went in a pair of briefs.
Yes. And his Aaron Williams boots.
That's so Jamie Donovan.
I know. I couldn't believe it because he came home with a lovely bottle of wine. And I said, how did you get that? He said, I just went in and got it. I said, dress like that? Are you kidding?
I had my underpants on. I went to, is it the Emporium? What's the wine Emporium?
Yeah, the wine Emporium.
I went to the wine Emporium where they all hyphenate their name. Yes. And they buy champagne like Paul Roger and Mum. You know them champagnes, don't you, darling?
Yes.
Have I got it right?
No.
What is it?
Oh, like it's Paul Roger.
Yeah, well, Roger was Roger out at Rocklea where I grew up, mate. I wouldn't have called him Roger. I would have been beaten to death. Anyway, welcome. Thanks for listening. Let's get into some cracking music.
A friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. Said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking no rocks on no chain gang. Breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. How I wish that I could fly. All in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. Got to be free. This lady being fooled with by another man. She was down and he was up. Had a gun in his hand. Bullets starting to fly everywhere. And people start to scream. Big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his life had been. But it was all in the night. beats. They were racing. Freedom. He was chasing. Spirits. Dying. No use trying. But he made it out with a sheet around his neck. It's the beginning of the weekend. What are you up to? Making a start on a long-winded list of things you've got to do? Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck. Turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Jamie Dunn.
That's you. That's you.
Well, and you are?
Marie Dunn.
And you are?
I am Coy. My last name is not done, though.
Not yet. I may adopt. I'm not sure. I kind of like you.
I'm flattered.
Speaking of liking you, this next segment is to find out more about you so the listeners know more about you, Coy Boy. It's called Coy Story, and Marie asks Coy questions. Go.
Coy, have you got any tattoos?
No, I don't have any tattoos.
Do you want tattoos?
I do want to get one. As you know, my name's Coy Arm, and the meaning behind it is a Torres Strait warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do, I want to get warrior down my forearm.
Yeah. Okay.
Look what I've got. Check that.
Oh, wow.
So just the word warrior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the meaning of my name.
Yeah.
Okay. Like read that. My tattoo. Go on.
I can't read from here.
No.
I can't read.
Go.
Do I have to read it?
Read it.
My, it's a beautiful world. I like sleeping with Marie.
I do.
She is one sexy girl full of mystery. She says she doesn't love me, but she likes my company. For now, that's good enough for me.
It's an entire verse from a Colin Hay song.
Mm-hmm.
Colin who? No, Colin Hay.
It's called Beautiful World, isn't it?
And I came home with that after we've been going out, what? Couple of weeks.
Only a very short period.
And I just was driving through Nambour. I thought, oh, I'll get a tattoo. And then I drove around until I saw a sign that said tattoo. And I went in and I had that put on. And I got home and I didn't show Marie.
Mm.
I was just sitting there with my T-shirt down like that, covering that verse.
You were just waiting for her to see it.
Yes.
No. I'm trying to avoid it. And she came over and she said, I think you need a shower. And she lifted my T-shirt and she went, what's that?
Oh, my God, what have you done?
Yeah, because
you put my name on your arm.
And then she threw herself on the bed, her face in the pillow and went, no.
It's true.
What did I say?
You said, I'm 70 years old. I think I can do what I like with my body. I was like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. True that. So you're going to get warrior down there. They reckon that's quite, your forearm is kind of sensitive. I would like a hula girl there playing a
ukulele.
I've heard that the closer to bone it is, the more that it hurts. Like if you got it on your cheekbone or your elbow or your knee, your heel, just...
One of my brothers-in-law was a Boilermaker.
Sorry, say that again?
One of my brothers-in-law
previous
one of the ex, marriages, yeah, yeah.
ex-brother-in-law.
Yeah. So, you know, hit his hand with hammers and burned himself with oxyacetylene and done all that. He went and got a tattoo of a tiny little lily up here.
A lily.
Yeah, a lily, because his daughter's name was Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And all he got were the petals. He said, please stop. If you, my darling,
yes,
got a tattoo, what would you get?
I think I would get the words, my Valentine.
Oh. Why is that?
Well, I already know the answer to that one. Because I went to Paul McCartney and he sang a song called My Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there and it was like he was just, we'd only been going out a few weeks. And it was like he was singing to me.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Marie at her work in her office next to her ex-husband. I sent the sound wave through.
Yeah.
And it just spoke to you.
Yeah, it did. The words are beautiful.
Well, I suppose I should play it now.
Okay.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her for life, and I will never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. Makes me certain that I can fly, and so I do without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine, my Valentine. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine.
Australia, it's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Thank you very much. Yes, and that voice is Dan, the man from Rockhampton. We are a national show, and we are going to Rockhampton as we speak. Dial away, goy boy, please.
Dial away.
Totally unplanned. See if he answers.
As usual.
Yes. That's what I like about radio, though, don't you?
Hello?
Hello?
What a weekend.
How you going, Dan, the man from Rockhampton?
Oh, magnificent, James. How are you? Hello, Marie.
Hello. How are you, Dan?
Oh, fabulous. Today I'm eating some meatballs that my wife made for me.
No, mate, like Marie will tell you how it's pronounced, go.
Tonight I'll be eating meatballs that my wife has prepared for me.
See?
Try that, all right? Practice.
Okay, okay. Tonight I'll be eating meatballs that my wife has prepared for me.
That sounds hideously like aggro.
It does, doesn't it?
See what you're planning.
Not too bad of an impression.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good.
And if Uber Eats are listening, my phone number is 0406. I'll do it for half the price.
And still be rich. So,
hello, Coy.
Hey, Dan, how you going?
What's happening in Rocky?
Oh, it is very warm. Very warm indeed. Mm. And, yeah, that's about it. It's been a busy week at work. And went to Longreach last week.
Would you say that it's coming back? Because you got the Avis dealership at the airport in Rockhampton. Would you say that business is picking up, starting to come back?
Yeah, it's been the last couple of, probably the last 2 months, we've been really busy. We're down on cars from what we had before, but it is, you can feel that it is getting a lot busier, and yeah, it's good. You can feel it around the town. With a lot of. I went to, as I said, I went to Longreach and the.
Why did you go to Longreach? Why?
The guy and his wife that run it out there, her father passed away, so they had to go to Townsville for a funeral.
Oh, well, so, I can't make any fun of that.
No, not really.
Sorry, yeah.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm. Awkward. But it was, I was talking to a lady and her daughter from Brisbane, and they've put deals on. They had a 2-for-1 offer, so her and her daughter got the train out there and were doing the sightseeing and all that sort of stuff. So it's great for the Queensland economy and the travel industry.
I think that train, you can get a private little sleeper car too, can't you?
I think so. I'm not sure what that one's called.
I think the one that goes to Longreach has sleepers.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it's about the only one in Queensland. Is it Longreach?
Something you can do?
Yeah.
On a weekend off?
Yeah, it's somewhere towards central Queensland.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they call it Longreach.
Mm. It's a long reach away.
Yeah.
It's just out near Cloncurry or Mount Isa.
So how was the funeral? Was it, like, some funerals are somber? Some funerals are really sad. Some funerals are good.
I think it was good. The guy that, Danny, the guy out there, he was doing the eulogy and he said he did a very good job. And when he rung me on Saturday, last Saturday night, he'd had a couple of beverages. So they were having a nice time, apparently. They had a good break. And
good excuse for a break.
My mum's funeral, that you know, she knew she was terminally ill, so she knew she was going, and she planned the funeral, and she asked me to wear I had a Hawaiian shirt, which was black with bright flowers on it, cotton. She wanted me to wear that with my white jacket, my light blue jeans.
Oh, really?
And tan boots. She must have liked me in that outfit.
Yeah.
I looked at this funeral as though as I was going to a party, a Mardi Gras.
Oh, Jamie, that's lovely.
The only thing that I didn't do was sing, you know, When My Baby Goes to Rio. That's what I looked like.
Peter Allen.
I didn't have maracas. That's the only thing.
Oh.
So, yeah, but I was...
I'm imagining you looking like a mariachi.
Yeah, see, I was fulfilling my mother's wish.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, but I was the only one. Everyone else was dressed.
She didn't know. If no one else knew why you were dressed like that.
No.
Yeah, so you looked really odd.
I was just sitting in the middle of, you know, a black mass of people who are all sad.
Yeah.
Everyone's just looking at Jamie like,
how inappropriate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How up himself is he?
Look what he's worn.
Who does he think he is? So you had to spend the day explaining. But that's what your mother had requested.
Yeah, and in her final days, well, in final months, there was a guy who was a Jehovah's Witness who befriended Mum, and she was enamoured with him a bit, you know. And she had asked that he do the eulogy, and of course, when you ask a Jehovah's Witness to do a eulogy, there's no chance in living hell they're not going to mention paradise. He's mentioned paradise about half a dozen times, and I'm thinking, yeah, but where's the surfers in front of it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. How did we get on to funerals? I mean,
oh, it's because you. I rang you to...
it's all your fault, Dan.
Our audience and take us, you know, national. And there you are talking about death and destruction.
Well, it happens to us all.
Yes, it does.
I know. Well, if you heard Love and Marriage last week, I said to Marie, my question of Marie last week was, how is our marriage going to end? And she said, with one of us dying.
And, it's true.
And then you said, which one of us is going to die first?
And I think we all know.
Well,
you never know, but I think it's exactly a safe bet.
Well, I got some idiot in Rockhampton practicing the aggro voice so he can take over.
Substitute aggro. Yeah. Right there.
All right, Dan the man, I leave you in Rockhampton.
All right, I love you all.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
See
Bye.
You, mate.
Samba and la bamba. Now I'm not the kind of person with a passionate persuasion for dancing or romancing, but I give in to the rhythm and my feet follow the beating of my heart. Whoa, whoa, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast! Whoa, whoa, when my baby smiles at me, I feel like Tarzan of the jungle. There on the hot sand, and in the bungalow, our monkeys play above us. We'll make love. Now I'm not the type to let my patience trickle my imagination easily. You know that's just not me. But I turn into a tiger every time I get beside the one I love. Whoa,
end off right by listening to Saturday with Jamie Dunn.
Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep.
It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Doyle.
Jamie.
G'day.
Jamie Doyle.
Jamie Doyle. And Marie and Coy Boy. That's the three of us doing the show this morning. Thanks for listening. No matter where you are in Australia, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
And to our sponsors, of course, Seats Are Us. No matter where you are in Australia, they can get a seat to you virtually overnight. So, you know, they're up and ready to go.
They're a seat to suit. Seats Are Us.
I wanted to tell you about, I used to live in a cottage at Paddington, a trendy cottage that I bought and I did up myself.
Was it trendy at the time?
I think a little worker's cottage was kind of, they've always been kind of trendy, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, gee, when I bought it, I remember I paid $57,000 for it.
Probably was still a lot of money for that.
Is that a lot of money for back then, or is it?
Well, you say it like all real estate. If you say it now, everyone goes, "Wow!"
Yeah, like if you say it now, you're like, "Whoa, that's really cheap."
Yeah, but I think that would have been a fair amount of money back then.
Yeah, because one of Dad's friends that worked at Abraham's Paper Sacks, he bought a worker's cottage in Paddington. Back in those days, for $16,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He did it up himself. I remember Dad helped him with the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's when people used to, you didn't get builders.
Yeah.
You went, okay, I've got to put a floor in.
Mm-hmm.
So we all went over and, you know.
Repaired the floor?
Yeah. It's strange. Mm. But I was going to tell you, I did it, speaking of floor, underneath the cottage that I was doing up was a ceiling. And between the ceiling and the floor were rats. I was down there one time clearing out under the house. Well, no one was living there. It was just under the house.
Just the rats.
It was just an under house with, you know, slats around the outside. So
Hang on. Under the house there was a ceiling.
So it was a high, high set, was it?
Yeah. So someone, the guy before me, had decided that he would line the floor.
Okay. Underneath the floor.
Yeah. But what had happened was the rats went and lived there.
Yeah.
So I was down there one time and I hear this scurrying and I thought, ooh. So I went down to the hardware and I bought some rat sack. And I thought, this is going to be easy. I mean, they just live in that little opening.
Yeah.
So I got up on a ladder and I just
threw
the pellets in.
Yeah.
And I think it was about 2 weeks later, I was like, I invited Trevor and Roseanne from across the road over for dinner, and I cheated. I went round the corner and bought some honey soy wings and heated them up in the oven, and they thought that I'd cook them.
Oh. Well, the cat's out now.
Sitting out in the lounge room having these honey soy wings, and, this big friggin' rat.
Oh, no.
comes walking from the kitchen and kind of leant against the door jamb and went, has anyone got any water? whatever he'd eaten.
So did everyone see it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was kind of mesmerised and kind of off with the pixies. He'd been eating rat sack and he was there going, God, I could get a glass of water. Excuse me. Can you put down those wings?
Oh, okay. So he was so far gone, he couldn't care. He wasn't worried about being seen.
I went downstairs and got a landing net out of my little dinghy.
Yeah.
And came back up. And he was still standing there leaning against the door jamb.
Oh, no.
Trying to focus, looking, going, all the pretty colours. And I just scooped him up and put him in the rubbish bin.
Oh.
Yeah, at the front. Yeah, right. You know the wheelie bin?
Yeah. Did the neighbours leave after?
He did keep the suburb up a little bit, but you could hear,
where am I? Where am I? It's very dark.
Oh, no.
Oh,
have you got a glass of water?
I hope it wasn't Ratatouille.
It was a Ratatouille.
Say it's a one-horse town. There's nothing much to do when the sun goes down. Say that out loud at the Royal Hotel. You get a fee, get a fire as well. If you ever need to find me, write me a letter, drop it in the mail.
to the Warwick to the rodeo. Well, the boys up there could see she was hot, buzzing like bees round the honeypot. And they tried to crack her code and tried to get a number. She took out a pen and she scratched down something about Texas QLA 4385. And it's home sweet home out on the boat line. Well, this is not the USA.
To the best country of Jamie and Dunn. Oh, sorry.
Coming to you right the way round Australia. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. It's nice. It's unusual. It's different.
It's different, all right. It's different. It's not just me. It's my wife, Marie.
Howdy.
And my friend, Coy.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn your radio back on.
Oh, you're nailing it, dude. No wonder Gene got all
really wanted
about
to see
your voice.
Could, really wanted to see if I could do that, and looks like I can.
You can.
Now, check this photo out. Look at it. See it?
Two bulls.
I don't know whether they're two bulls.
Longhorn.
The Longhorn. Texas Longhorns, they are. And the person that has the Texas Longhorns is Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to talk to Ray out of Bow Desert at Yalbaroo. They've got that little retreat there. So let us call Raymundo and see if he answers, because at the back of Bow Desert, sometimes no one answers.
Why do they have such big horns?
Hello, Rachel speaking.
Rachel! Jamie!
Oh, hello, Jamie.
How you going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
How's your little fairy buddy?
She's here.
Stop it.
Aggro.
Yeah, she's talking about me.
Rachel, how come you're answering Ray's phone?
Because Ray's driving.
Ah, good thinking. Well,
yeah.
I've just showed Coy and Marie the photos that I got of the Texas Longhorns that you got out there.
Now,
is that a boy and a girl, or are they two boys? What's the go?
No, they're two boys. They're steers. So they've had their nuts taken out when they were younger.
Well, thanks for that medical opinion.
No, that's all right. We've just had that many people say, oh, you should get some girls and you'll have little babies, but that's not possible.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. Now, Raimondo wanted us to do something. So whereabouts are you?
We're driving down Bodas at Beenleigh Road.
Oh, I see. Are you on the way to work or are you going?
No, we've got to go look at a job. Hang on, Ray's pulling up so we can have a yarn.
Oh, good. Okay. He's
gonna safety pull up first.
Yes. Well, lovely to talk to you, Rach.
Yeah, you too.
Well, you
g'day, Marie, and goodbye, Marie.
Bye, Rach.
Oh, you got Ray and
G'day,
Rachel.
James. Yes.
Oh, okay. G'day, Jamie and Marie.
How you going?
Hey, how you going, mate. Ray?
I was going to suggest you were talking about naming these two Texas Longhorns. I'll put the photo up so that everyone can have a look-see. And yep. We need people to ring in and give us an idea of naming them. I'll do that next week, though. I'll certainly have a few suggestions. But I thought Jamie and Marie until I found out...
They're two boys.
They're two boys.
Yeah. It used to be Donnie and Marie, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, now that's going back.
No, I think they're still performing in Las Vegas as we speak.
Are they?
Are they
Yeah. Well, last time I was in Las Vegas, they were.
I thought that she...
Sorry, Jamie.
No, go on.
I thought the 98.9 listeners, I was talking to Rachel about it, and I said, we should talk to you and just see what see what the 98.9 listeners will, what names they'd come up with,
I think that's a good idea.
I'll definitely put them up and get some suggestions.
How about just Jamie and Dunn?
Jamie and Dunn.
What about Shorty?
Well, look at them. Look at that.
They don't look very shorty. They're literally longhorns.
I know, that's why you call them shorty.
Well, there's a lot of combinations you could have, like Tom and Jerry. Or
Jamie and Agro.
Abbott and Costello. What are their personalities
Batman
like?
Batman and Robin.
Yes.
God, I reckon one would be an Agro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, the other one has to be Jamie.
So one's a bit Agro, is it?
Oh, yeah, I went up to it with a loaf of bread there yesterday and, he wasn't really that happy about that,
You got to be careful. I'm sure you got to be careful around, like, those horns are just scary.
Oh, yeah, they're all right. Like, they're nice, quiet old fellas. Like, I reckon Farmer Brian and Farmer Mary, they'd love them, because, I reckon, that's what they used to use when they were pulling timber and all that sort of stuff, I think. That's what Farmer Brian... Yeah, and that's the sort of animal that, the same big bullocks, massive. They get big horns on them, and, I think they'll keep growing, though, eh? They will keep growing, yeah.
Oh, man, how old are they?
They're only, 6 year old, so they're relatively... they've probably got another good 6 years in them, Jamie, eh? Hey.
Well, I don't think I got 6 years in me.
you got another bloody lifetime in you.
If I got 6 years, I'll be nearly 78.
Maybe you'll just never die.
Yeah.
When Marie came along, she hit the reset button on you, mate.
Yeah, I hit the reset button. I'm like, well, what about Rach? She sounds like you two are like travelling on the road together. She's chirpy and happy and,
oh, she's always happy, yeah. tell you what, I'll tell you the story this morning,
Yeah, go on.
We went over to this job at Crosby, and there's a massive big shed over there that they're pulling down, and they said, we'd just have a look at it to see if it had a concrete floor in it. And the shed's got to come down. It's a big hay shed, and it was all enclosed in it, but it had a personnel door in it, like one door and a big heap of roller doors in it. It's about 30 metres by probably 15 metres or 20 metres wide. It's a huge shed. But anyway, Shannon and I, the operator, I opened up the door and I walked straight inside and it was just black as black could be, the only light that you could see was what was coming through the personnel door, and Shannon is a big boy and he's standing in front of that, so that's sort of like an eclipse over the door. And then Anyway, when we got in there and I started kicking the ground and I said, oh, it's not concrete, it's dirt. It must just have a rat wall around this whole shed. Well, this big rustling in the hay, and Shannon said, snake, you know, and and it was moving way too big for a bloody
carpet snake.
Yeah. Well, guess where this big brown went? Straight across the personnel door. I'm inside the shed. Shannon raced outside the shed, and this big brown. I tell you what, mate. Yeah, I just
How anyway, big? How big a brown?
Oh, I'd be 7 footer. Yeah. No, he's a beauty. And I said to Andrew that owns the property, Andrew McArthur, I said, tell your workers and everyone. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I got up his daughter-in-law or something, went in there on the weekend with a pair of thongs and, like, shorts and shirt, you know, like, holy, you know.
I think it's Rachel. I think she's attracting these snakes. It was a carpet snake.
I'm telling you right now, if I was in that barn, the big brown would be coming out of me shorts.
I remember when Mary Lou said, you want to walk me home? Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone, son, if you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. Got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her and I said, this frog's for you. And she said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. You fool, fool. Like I wanna be loved by you. Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, hello, baby. She said, ain't you cool? I said, do you remember when, and would you like to get together again? She said, I see you after school. I was shy so for a while. Most of my love was touching smiles. But she said, come on over here. I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down a dress. And she said, let's make it perfectly clear. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. You fool, you fool. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I wanna be loved by you.
This is the segment where my wife answers a question that I ask her about our marriage. Seems to be going okay. Well, the marriage and the segment.
Yes. So far, so good.
I was about to say.
And my question this week about our marriage is, before we got married,
Yes.
You know, when I first met you.
Yeah.
And I guess a woman gets a feeling that a man is, you know, circling the wagons. Do you get a feeling that, you know, when a man's interested in you?
Not always, no.
Sometimes?
It depends. I mean, you're pretty obvious, so yeah.
How was I obvious?
Oh, well.
You can answer.
Well, you never wanted
just to... Just answer the question!
You never wanted to go home?
She invited me out for a cup of tea and I never went home.
Invited him out for a cup of tea and he just brought his entire household with him.
Yeah.
Just moved
in. Stayed.
Yes, that's true.
Never in left. Fact, coy boy, she got down on one knee and handed me the key to her apartment.
Mm-hmm. That's true. How romantic am I?
But see, that's what my question is. My question is, when, like before we got married, did you have any hesitation, reservation, you know? Were you?
No, not at all. I mean, when you asked me to marry you, yes, I was surprised. Because I wasn't thinking about getting married.
Because I was dressed as a clown and came out of a cake.
Yeah, that's it.
No, but early on in the piece, did you think, well, you know, was there any hesitation? Was there any worry that I was, you know, around a lot?
Not for me, no, not at all. You're good company.
I am, yeah, I agree with that. Mm. What do you think, Corey?
Sure.
That's the use of the pregnant pause.
See,
So you had no hesitation at all. You knew it was headed to somewhere.
No, I didn't think about it being headed anyway. I was just sort of living in the moment, enjoying your company, liked having you around. We liked doing the same things together. And, yeah, so that's all I was thinking about, really.
Mm. Mm. And what possessed you to give me the key to your apartment? Because... You know, when I came on the scene, there was a couple of guys hovering around you. Hovering. You had a couple of guys in tow. And yet you gave me the key to your apartment, which would cancel any opportunity for any other man come and say hello.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because I'd be answering the door.
Hello, come in.
Like, I'm just happy to be in there somewhere. You know?
You were not. One and only.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have any hesitation at all. And, you know, well, you work breakfast and you were just going to hang around outside my building until I got home from work, so I thought I might as well give you a key and you can start dinner.
In fact, I did, didn't
you,
I?
I know, yes.
Because
you
used to work up the coast.
Yes.
And I would finish and I would park outside your building till you arrived there.
Stalker much.
Looking up going, movie.
just that stereotypical thing from movies where they just chuck rocks at the window. Marie.
Yeah.
That's true. Marie. That's true.
That's right. Up five stories.
First of all, you gave me the fob to get in the building. And then you gave me...
Oh, that's right, yeah, so you could park your car. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And then you gave me the key to the apartment.
Sure, yep.
And then you had to get rid of those other guys because...
I think if I gave you the fob and gave you the key, I was, you know...
You were getting rid of them anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, make you feel better?
No, I would be happy just to... Long I was in there somewhere.
You idiot.
Is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little Jamie. birthday. And he thinks C-U-S-T-O-D-Y spells fun or play. I spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak. Cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping down my cheek.
The toaster on, grab your coffee and sit back and relax. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
But thanks to Seats R Us.
And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Top of the morning to you and thanks for listening. Not just me, my wife Marie.
Good morning, everyone.
Coy, the boy behind the panel.
Hello there.
And I was thinking, something has surfaced within the studio this very morning. And it's strange that it does or has because I was eating a mango the other day and you know how some tastes send you back somewhere?
Take you back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like my mum used to cook different meals. And,
yeah, so
you know,
tastes
like,
or smells.
Yeah, 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 take you back. Mm-hmm. So I was eating a mango the other day which cost, I think, about nearly $4, wasn't it?
No, $2.30.
$2.30 at Coles.
Yeah. Nearly $4.
Yeah.
Anyway, I started to eat it and it took me back to Salisbury High School because there used to be a row of mango trees. You know where the assembly hall is?
Yes, yeah.
That I raised money for when I was a student there in the Buy a Brick campaign.
Really? Okay.
Where you sell bricks to your family members and friends.
Yeah.
You get a sheet with pretend bricks on it and you put their name in it and they give you the cost of a brick. And we built this assembly hall. Anyway, there used to be.
It was a good one too.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, but it was great. Even when I was there, we had all our musicals
and
everything.
See, that's the thing about us.
You did a good job. Thank you
for
that.
You went to Salisbury High School.
Yeah.
I went to Salisbury High School.
Yeah.
You went to Rockley State School.
Yep.
I went to Rockley State School. Mm. There used to be a row of mango trees across the front there by the assembly hall, and when the mangoes were on, we just used to go and get them. They were stringy mangoes, but we...
Yeah, okay. Common mangoes.
Yeah. And we just have them, you know, and we just scoff them.
Free fruit. So.
Then we find out this morning, and I am stunned, there's only three of us in this studio on a Saturday looking at each other like we're bewildered.
Mm-hmm.
Marie went to Salisbury High School. I went to Salisbury High School. I can prove it. Salisbury. Salisbury High School. Salisbury High. This is the school on the crest of the rise.
Yeah,
that looks across to the hills. Here shall our past and our future be fused. Here shall we learn to be wise. And then it changes tempo. Come sing with us as we...
Dawn of our day.
Come laugh with us as we go on our way. For we are the future that is to be. We are the students of Salisbury.
When I went there, the students used to insert another word instead of student.
Yeah.
I feel like my school was the only one that didn't have a song, honestly.
But this is what the conundrum is, because we just found out that Coy went to what school?
Brisbane Christian College.
Which is?
Where we took over the Nyanda campus.
Which was?
Salisbury High School.
Was that Salisbury High School?
Yeah. Yes. Where we went.
I didn't even know that.
Is that amazing?
That's crazy.
You went where I was a prefect.
I know.
And you were
Just normal.
Just a student.
Oh. Oh.
Disappointing.
I was also just a student.
Were you? Yeah. So I'm the only prefect out of Salisbury
High
School.
Well, I don't know how you became. You just became a prefect on popularity, Jamie. Let's be honest. What you got 7% for maths, and you spent most of your time coming up with ideas of how to escape being in class, either forging a note from the principal and taking it round to the other students to let them out of class as well.
How funny is that?
Or
I was confident.
Where there was one classroom on the hill, and so the window was at ground level, you just simply climbed out of the window when the teacher had her back turned, right?
No, it was Mr. Oswin, and he was the Maths B teacher, and I simply stepped out the back of the class and went for a walk.
So I'm not sure what they were thinking when they made you a prefect.
Ah, doesn't matter. I was a swimming champion.
You were a swimming champion. In fact, when I went to Salisbury High, Jamie still held swimming records for butterfly.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Mm.
And when went to Brisbane Christian,
your records are broken.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I don't think Christian swim, do they?
It would have been by my sister.
Oh, is she good?
Really?
She's a really good swimmer. Yeah.
Not in the 100 men's butterfly.
No,
she wouldn't have.
That's true.
Unless your sister had an unfortunate build.
No. I'd be curious. I'm interested.
Isn't it strange that three of us went to the same school?
Yeah.
Same campus and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys would know your way around my school. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Strange.
Mm. They had a very big renovation on the auditorium.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. When we first moved there, it was how it used to be. But then they spent like 8 months or so renovating it.
Mm.
It's all modern now, air conditioned and everything.
Big stage.
Big stage.
Yeah.
Mm.
Amazing.
It was great.
Oh, shall we sing the school song again or should we do the war cry?
You do the war cry. I can't really remember the war cry.
I have to stand up for the war cry.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Salisbury
High School war cry. Ready? Hang on, let me get the microphone up here. And boom-a-lacka, boom-a-lacka, Karamata Cray, Salisbury, Salisbury, Maroon and Grey, Yarrunga, Marrunga, Yakati Sa, Salisbury, Salisbury, ya, ya, ya. Yay, Salisbury! Music.
Girls and boys, making all that noise. what are you up to? Making a start on a long-winded list of things you've got to do? Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck, turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Top of the morning to you. Thanks for listening. Seriously, thanks for listening. Every week we appear, and I say we, my wife, Marie.
Hello.
Coy.
I think you meant to say Jamie Dural in the intro.
Okay. It's me, Jamie Dural, and my wife, Marie Dural. And Coy Boy. Hey, since I've become incredibly famous again with Tonight, I'll be eating.
You remember the pause this time.
Yes. Yeah, I remember the pause because I've been nagged. I had to go up to Mount Cutha and do an interview on Studio 10. And I haven't been up there forever. I worked at Channel 7 for 20-odd years, but haven't been at Mount Cutha, and it's changed.
Really?
Yeah, well, I turned right at the bottom of the mountain and went through Baden, past Baden State School on the left,
mm-hmm.
and, turned right to go up Mount Cutha. And on the way up, I came across, I can't tell you how many cyclists.
Oh.
Really?
The worst, honestly.
Like going up or down?
Up.
Oh, wait.
Why?
Oh, wait. All right, cyclists.
No,
I thought you meant motorcyclists.
No. Cyclists, even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going
cyclists.
Up.
Yeah, there was one guy, and seriously, I don't know why you would put your life at risk going up Mount Cutha on a weekend, cycling.
Mm.
Because there's no cycle. There's a couple of spaces there where you can move to the left.
Yeah.
But double lines all the way up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No space for a cyclist.
Yes. Like,
it's scary. And man, putting themselves in danger, I reckon, even...
trusting, aren't they?
There's only really a cyclist track on the way back down.
I don't even think that's one on the way back down.
No, there is.
Well, because all the way down...
From halfway up, I believe, there's like that other lookout spot.
You're talking about the other side of Mount.
Oh, wait. You're on the... Okay.
I'm on the... I said, did I not say?
Yes, Jamie.
Baden State School on the left.
I don't know where Baden State School is.
No.
Well, it's on the other side of the mountain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, that side.
I'll shut up then. I don't know that side.
Yeah, you're allowed to. You're allowed to say things, but, be on the right side of the mountain.
Well, he's learned something now.
Yeah, but I'm going up the mountain and, look, not that you don't have the right to...
Oh, you've got the right, but, yeah, you're taking a bit of a risk. You're relying on other people doing the right thing.
Blind corners, double lines, the edge of the road is, the barrier.
Yeah.
So they can't get off the road if there's a problem.
No, they could be squished in between.
Oh, man, terrible.
I wouldn't do it.
And also I noticed on the way up the amount of burnouts that someone's doing up there.
Really? Why are you laughing, Coy?
Why would you do a burnout?
Because it's true. There are so many people doing burnouts up there. There's people... limit bashing their cars.
Yeah, what?
I remember, like, I was on there. I was up there one time, and I heard this Getz drive past. It goes, and I'm like, why does a Getz have turbo?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I remember there was...
we've just been blaming young people, but Coy, he's not like that.
You have to blame. It's the mountain. You know, like, seriously.
Mm, no.
You can
blame young people. Like, I would do it myself.
There was
give yourself up, Coy.
There was a blind runner called Gerard Gosens,
mm-hmm.
who I knew quite well, and he used to run over Mount Cutha, and he got Ian Skippen to run in front of him. Ian was a jogger.
Sure.
And he was attached to Ian
mm-hmm.
by a piece of twine.
Like a tether.
Yeah, but right behind.
Mm.
And, of course, Ian ran too close to the edge and Gerard went over the edge.
Oh, no.
Yes. But that's how dangerous Mount Cutha is.
Yeah.
I think Gerard might still be up there.
I don't remember much about last night. Woke up on a couch, sunrise. Saw the living room through these bloodshot eyes of mine. Cold sober, you didn't like that I came home late, 4 a.m. but it's a Friday, babe, and I've been working hard. Can't you give me some space instead of shouting out, oh my God. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more. More. Just pretending is fine. Oh, we've been round, round, round this too many times before. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more.
Slip on your slippers while he slides in behind the microphone. It's time for Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, the man himself. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Dan, the man from Rockhampton. Hey, it's time for your segment.
Yes.
Marie?
Yes.
Marie Dunn?
Yes, that's me.
And Coy, she actually changed her email to Marie Dunn.
Hey.
She's, well, it's in transition. The other one still exists, but it's going.
You're stepping up.
Yes. And we are talking about, because you need some ID and stuff to go and change your license.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're getting rid of that last married name that you got.
Okay.
Because we're together now. You're mine.
All right.
I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much. I do.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, here's the opener for Jog Jamie's memory.
Thanks, Coy.
Jog Jamie's memory.
I know what you're thinking. That's the opener Marie cut at home on her own computer.
I think that sounds all right, actually. Today it sounds good.
Yeah, and I just love how it sounds like you can hear your mouth opening at the beginning. Jog.
I don't think that's it.
No.
No, if there's one thing my wife doesn't have, it's what they call sticky lips, isn't it?
Is that a thing?
I think it's a thing. Some people have it.
Okay.
Also, some people have two little bits of spittle either side of their lips when they speak
to you. I would hate to have that. I don't have that, do I?
And the more they speak, the little white.
It gets whiter and whiter.
Yeah, it's terrible. Lots of people have little things like that.
I know. That's true.
But anyway, it's Jog Jamie's Memory. This segment is where she jogs my memory of something that happened in my past, mm-hmm. and I answer no matter what.
And today's topic is Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane. Isn't that strange? Now, Taylor Dane is a singer,
mm-hmm.
an American singer, and she had a hit, a couple of hits she had.
Tell it to my heart. Tell me I'm the only one.
Oh, my God, you just sang on radio. Oh, my God.
Oh?
Your ex-husband's going to be laughing and pointing.
Oh, Jamie.
Anyway.
Hurt my feelings.
No, come on. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Not just you.
I'm never going to sing again.
Oh, guilty feet ain't got no rhythm.
Sounds like a good song.
All right, okay. Now, what were we talking about? We were talking
Taylor
about
Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane. All right, Taylor Dane. When I was doing aggro on Vizard's Tonight Live, okay, and aggro would sit next to Vizard, who would sit behind his desk. Oh, look out for that. Sit behind his desk and do the show. I'm to the left, to the right of him. And Taylor Dane, the American singer, had come to Melbourne and she was going to perform on Tonight Live. But she was quite difficult and difficult. When you think of someone who rises to fame very quickly, sometimes their personality takes
a little bit of a diva.
A jump to the left.
Mm.
And, in rehearsal, apparently she cracked it and was very unhappy with the colour of the set.
The colour of the set.
Yeah. So she demanded at a point that the set she was going to sing in be repainted blue.
Mm.
So I'm sitting beside, I'm lying on the floor with aggro sitting beside Steve Vizard. He leans over and he goes to me, "I've had a gutful of this. You give it to her when she comes out as a guest, aggro. Get aggro to give it to her." I said, "No problem." Anyway, we sit for a little bit, just sit for a little bit, and the floor manager goes, 10, 9, and on the 9, Vizard leans over and says to me on the floor, "Don't do it, she's apologised." Don't bag her. Anyway, that's Yog Jamie's memory.
What would you have said?
Oh, I was
going to... What would aggro have said, sorry?
It would have been hair, it would have been makeup, it would have been costume.
That the colour clashed, the colour of the set clashed with her, something nice and subtle.
Yeah. I would have done a whole stack of blue jokes.
Up so soon. What you need is a friend.
Join all the fun and frivolity with thanks to Seats R Us. On Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
G'day! Bit of fun and frivolity. I'm enjoying the show today and I don't care whether you are or not. I just do it for myself. I got my lovely wife Marie here.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
I should do a girl aggro voice.
Go on.
G'day! How's that?
Not good. You need a personality, darling.
Oh.
Oh, that hurt.
What would a female aggro be named? What do you think?
Agret.
Agret.
Oma, Pedro.
Agatha.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I wanted to say tonight we are going to, where are we going for dinner tonight?
Remember the pause.
Tonight? Oh, no.
Oh, yes, you're right. I wasn't even doing
tonight,
the ad.
Tonight, I'll be going to.
Tonight? Where are we going for dinner?
Thai.
Thai.
Yes.
We go just about every week to Thai. It's cheap, it's fresh, it's nice. It's a little hole in the wall down the valley there.
And we're not telling you where it is because it's good and we like it. We want to keep it to ourselves.
Really lovely. And it's just a tiny little hole in the wall and they're just lovely, aren't they? And I'm going to remind you of us going there last week. Because there was a couple of guys beside us. Do you remember the two guys beside us?
Yeah.
And one was a little bit puffed up with his unimportance.
That's true.
You know, so you can always tell them they're always on the mobile phone and a bit
loud. Talking very loud. Yeah. Yes. Look at me.
One of them said something to me too, didn't he? I can't remember. Well, we nodded.
Mm.
Had a knowing nod like this. Coy, look.
Like one of the...
Yeah. G'day, mate. A g'day, mate, without the g'day, mate. It's like
you, mate.
Anyway, his partner, who was a bit full of himself, was attached to the mobile phone and he answered it while we were sitting. And I got a bad habit of listening to the people in the table beside us.
I don't think it's a bad habit because I do it too.
Yeah. See, that's why we're attracted to each other.
We're notorious eavesdroppers. We are.
Anyway, so this guy has gone, hello? Oh, no, I'm out of tie at the moment. Hang on, I'll just go outside. So we already know he's got an important phone call. he's on the phone. He's going to go outside. So he goes outside and I'm watching him and you're talking to Michaela, your daughter.
Yes.
And I'm watching him.
Yeah.
And he was puffing around outside.
On the footpath.
Yeah, with the, you know, talking loudly on the phone. And the best thing that happened was he was so caught up in himself and on the phone that he stepped in the dog bowl of water while he was on the phone. He stepped in a bowl of water that's out there for the dogs next to the no standing sign. Oh, it was a moment. I just loved it. Oh, it was just something.
Night at the Top Cat when the band slowed down with Merle. Man, I hit it across the barroom trying to find my baby girl. Some drunk tried to punk me and asked my baby, do you dance? She said, yes, I do, but not with you. I'm waiting on my man. See, every dog has its day, dog. When a big dog goes in a bone. One moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Lucky dog gets a big old bed, stray dog gets a porch. Every dog has its day, dog, but today, dog, just ain't yours. Well, I dipped her and I kissed her and she said, let's do one more. And we were halfway through the two-step when he stepped down on the floor. He jerked me back and said, I'm cutting in. Girl, it's do-si-do. She doubled up her fist and caught him right square on the nose. Yeah, but dog has his day, dog, when the big dog throws him a bone. One moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Lucky dog gets a big old bed, straight dog gets a porch.
Every dog has its day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Fat dog, skinny dog, little itty bitty dog, hot dog, cur dog, weenie dog, bird dog, hound dog, cow dog, bow wow wow dog, wonder dog, barking dog, chasing far car dog. If a dog has its day dog, when a big dog throws him a bone, one moment in the sunshine when your ducks line up in a row. Yeah, a lucky dog gets a big old bed, stray dog gets a pose. Every dog has his day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours. Every dog has his day dog, but the day dog just ain't yours.
It's the beginning of the weekend. What are you up to? Making a start on the long-winded list of things you've got to do? Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck, turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for listening. No matter where you are in Australia, you're listening to me, Jamie, my wife, Marie, our son, Coy.
I've officially been adopted.
Yes.
I am now Coy Dunn.
Coy Dunn. Yes. Coydon. Sounds like a suburb.
Coydon. It does kill Coy.
Mm. And hey, listen, how are you as a partner? Are you a good partner?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Like boyfriend type?
Yes, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, I like to think that I'm a good partner.
Yeah,
I'm
you think of your partner and do things that, you know.
Yeah.
Considerate, kind, thoughtful.
Romantic.
Took her out to dinner. I took her out to dinner last week.
Oh.
Lovely.
You know Levin's Rooftop Bar?
Yes.
Right
very
there.
Nice.
Oh, that's a very trendy place to go.
Yeah, it is.
They got like this pop-up store kind of thing. It's like a Mexican restaurant called Maya.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I took her up there and we got a really good view of the city.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well.
Very nice.
I've taken Marie to Albion Five Ways. The McDonald's there has a really good view of that. The Albion intersection there where the Rebels motorcycle gang used to have their clubhouse.
Yeah.
Many things. And who did we meet there? Was it, what's the name? Is it Mick, the guy at McDonald's?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Mick. Hey, Mick. Mick.
Mick. That's it.
I do romantic things.
Yes, sir.
Listen to these romantic things I do. This is unrehearsed.
Listen and learn.
Unrequested. These are the romantic things that the, inverted commas, Jamie Dunn, does. Well, Marie?
Maybe listen and don't learn.
Tell this boy, Coy.
Love and Marriage Part 2. Let's go.
Yeah, go.
Tell this boy what?
How romantic I am. Please don't giggle like that, Coy. Now, okay, romantic things I've done this week for you. Go.
This week? Well, no, you're going to have to help me out here, darling.
I've got to help you out.
Yeah.
Well, who got a brand new green summer dress?
I did. Well, not you, obviously.
Yeah, well.
This green's not your colour.
Is that romantic? Green is your
colour? Yes,
color?
It is. Yeah. That's yes, he did. He went online and tried to buy it, but, you know, he's not very technologically blah, blah.
No, I couldn't do it, so I had to ask Marie to buy her own dress with my credit card.
It's the thought
to
counts.
Surprise her. She was surprised because I couldn't operate the phone.
Yes.
So that's one thing I did.
Yep.
And this very morning, virtually every morning, what do I do before you wake, my darling?
Oh, you go down to the coffee shop and bring me back a cup of coffee.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And I was at the coffee shop this morning.
Yeah.
And I got you a cup of coffee.
You did.
A skinny chino, medium.
Correct.
Very nice.
Yeah. See, that's the romantic stuff you've got to do, Coy. Yeah.
I don't live with her, so I can.
But when you're my age, this is what I did at the coffee shop this morning. This little thing I got around my neck here.
Yeah, this is romantic. It was my birthday. Mm. You know, it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
So he took me out to dinner, took my daughters and their partners as well, and two of Jamie's boys went out to dinner, and he handed me what was obviously a jeweler's box and said to me, "Open this and give it back to me."
She went like that too. She goes, oh, really?
I was confused. I thought, I don't really understand. Why would I open a gift on my birthday and then give it back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out to be a piece of quartz that we'd found up at Bella Creek, and he took it to the jeweler and had it set into a pendant for himself.
A rock. Just like you find on the pavement, a rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if you can imagine this, Corey, he went into a very posh...
Really fancy jeweller.
He went into a very fancy, posh jeweller over in James Street.
Mm.
You know, the sort you have to make an appointment to come in, you just can't go in. So he made an appointment to see Matt over there and took this piece of crappy quartz in and said, Matt, can you make this into a pendant for me?
Yeah. And that's that. And at the coffee shop this morning, I had it out like this, I didn't realise. And the lady went, "Oh, that's lovely. What's that?" And I said, "That's told her the story, the piece of rock that I had hung on a pendant, and I'm wearing it because I like to think that Marie found it, and it makes me feel good.
That is romantic, really.
Yeah. This is the pièce de résistance, Coy. This is the sort of stuff." And I said, "So, I said to Marie, when I'm gone, hang this on the Christmas tree and it'll remind you of me when I'm, dead and gone." Mm. Also, I'm saying to the lady behind the counter, when she turns up here with whatever guy comes next, treat him like shit because,
Oh, Jamie, you're terrible.
And she's gone, "Will do."
Oh, Jamie.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. Always dreaming about what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me
some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Weekend off right by listening to Saturday with Jamie Dunn.
Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep.
It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Well, lucky for you, it's all over. It's finished. We're cooked. We're done. We're finished. And, oh, I could go all day with you guys. It feels good.
Yeah, it's very relaxed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It
absolutely.
Is.
I don't know how Coy feels about it because he's the one pushing all the buttons.
How do you feel, Coy?
Productive.
Good.
So they're producing.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you. Well, that's it for another week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We will be back next Saturday morning.
We will.
Do you want to leave anyone with a thought for the day? Like, oh, look at you two.
Be kind to your mother?
No, don't trust anyone but your mother and then check her figures twice.
Good
her
work.
Figures. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll say goodbye. You say goodbye.
Goodbye. I want to play a song.
Oh,
can I request a song, please?
Thank you.
Can we play Dueling Banjos? And I'd like to play this for John Graham from Murphy's Pigs.
What? Hang on. I'm not just going to play any song at the end of a great show like we've just had. Mm-mm. Why?
I just thought of the song, and of course, because John plays the banjo, and I thought I would just play it for him.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Well,
can I?
I'm going to go and write some songs with him sooner or later.
Excellent. Ooh. Good. Yeah. That's good. Be creative.
I did write one with him before.
Yeah.
Which they recorded as a point of interest, yeah. Murphy's Pigs.
Yes.
It was called?
Dance with My Marie.
Dance with My Marie. I'm besotted. All right, I'm happy to play Dueling Banjos for John Graham.
Okay, good. All right, will you do that for us, please, Coy?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Dueling Banjos, let's go.
John Graham came to our wedding.
He did.
And he bought a gun.
Shh, oh. Jamie, don't. You're getting me into trouble.
He's a policeman. He was wearing it.
Jamie.
He was wearing it.
Stop it.
Oh, no, he was on the beat. He's allowed to bring a gun to our wedding.
All right.
I didn't want to get married. He forced me.
Oh, shut up.